Thank you for holding. Is this James?
This is.
Hi, James. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Got my coffee going. Getting closer to the holiday here. My favorite time of the year. Hang out with my babies. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results to help generate some more customers for you. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Yeah, where does it land exactly?
Yeah, so if you get on Google, if you just typed in any of the services you provide, like let's say you hopped on Google now and you type in chimney sweep, there's a map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen, and there's three top recommended options next to that map. It'll have like their name, address, phone number, their reviews, link to the website. Have you seen those guys before? There's like little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are. They're the top three recommended options. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it's actually good if you could see it, because then you're seeing what your customers are seeing. You know, you just type in chimney sweeps into your phone.
Hmm.
You see that?
I'm just getting on to it with my other phone.
Oh, okay. Take your time. Yeah, it would help a lot if you could see it.
The sponsored ads?
The sponsored ones are pay-per-click. We could do those for you, too. But if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see the map and then the top recommended guys, the three of them. They don't say sponsored. So these ones, you don't got to pay-per-click. It's just a flat monthly rate. You calls all day long. Your bill's the same. You don't got to pay-per-lead or click or call with these ones.
And this is where... So... Like, for my area, it's Ashes to Ashes, Best Novato, Chimney Sweeps, and Den Defenders.
Mm-hmm. That's who's up there now. So, well, obviously, one of these positions is opened up. So, either one of those guys either discontinued or relocated to another area, and that's why we have the listing currently available. And so, usually when a listing becomes available, Google will give us a list of the businesses that they feel qualify for the placement. And then my reps like Tara, they go and call down that list. So that's why we're reaching out to you today. It's because we have the opening or the availability.
Okay. And then what's the cost?
Well, everything we do here is month to month, so we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The business seems fairly new online, and you have your own website. So, I mean, I could put you on a discounted pricing structure of $299 month to month.
Okay.
So it'll break down to about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. That'll cover you for up to a 40-mile radius and for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So chimney sweep is just one keyword search that you did there. We'll cover you for about 15 different ones. And then not only that, they're going to put you on the first page of Bing, because Bing pulls their top five recommendations from the Google top recommendations here on the local map section. And then you're also going to be on Facebook ads, Yelp and Yellow Pages, which are other directories that you could actually use to generate some leads too. So not all of your calls will come from Google, but I would say about 90% of them are going to come from that first page placement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That pricing structure is part of a Black Friday promotion, so you'd actually get that rate indefinitely. It won't go back up to the traditional $499 pricing structure. It'll just stay $299 month to month. As long as you're with us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. When I verify your listing, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
It's 312 Reeds, R-E-A-D-S. Lake Road, that's Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, 37415?
Yep.
Okay, I got it. So when you receive this postcard, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. So I'll send you my direct number and extension right now. And do you have license and insurance?
Yeah, we're licensed in Chattanooga, and then we are insured.
Okay. And then I see you already have your own website. You're comfortable with using this current site, the chimneysweepchattanooga.com?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure I have this attached to the listing here. And then did you get that text message? Oh, I like your site, actually. It's a good... I like that background picture, at least, in the beginning.
From Local Squad.
Yep, that's it. That's me. So that number will call me directly, but you also have 24/7 customer service available to you. You just hit extension 1, James. So if you ever need any help with anything, or you have questions, comments, or concerns, there's always somebody here to walk you through the campaign and make sure that it's working properly for you.
Okay.
All right. And then how would you like the hours? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So on this, like you said, so we go under the map and we're one of the three positions, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then it's for up to 15 keywords. So you could select the keyword terms or phrases. But we have a system called Google Analytics. I don't know if you've heard of it before. The Google Analytics, so we can actually see, like, which keywords are actually getting the most searches. So that way we don't really have to guess on what we need to list you for in order to get your phone ringing. But you have final say on everything. So there's going to be a client interview, and we're going to want to, you know, pick your brain and make sure that we're listing you for the right stuff. That way you're not getting calls that are wasting your time either. You know, we want to kind of customize the campaign and the service area as well. What's your last name, James?
My last name's Barthol. B-A-R-T-H-O-L. I'm in California.
O-L? Okay. I got it. You're in California. We're in California.
Petaluma.
Petaluma.
So by San Francisco. By San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, you're up in the Bay Area. There, we have one of our Google headquarters is up there, but we're down in Orange County, so we're like 7 hours drive south of you. Yeah, we operate, like, we're partnered with Google Building 1, which is in Irvine now. There is one also in Mountain View, but I didn't actually hear of that city. What city you say you're in right now?
Petaluma.
I'm just completely drawing a blank. It's crazy because I go up there every year. They have a seminar there for Google in downtown San Francisco.
Okay.
Let me see here. What are you doing out there? Are you doing some work or visiting family for the holidays?
No, I live out here.
Oh, interesting. But the business is in Chattanooga.
Yeah, I trained someone to take over the business daily functions.
Gotcha. So they're the one that's going to be, like, receiving the Google PIN verification and everything?
Yes.
Okay, let me add them as, like, a partner or co-owner to this account, so that way they can make changes, and I'll get their numbers. Well, what's the first and last name?
Richard Bybee. B-Y-B-E-E.
Okay. And his phone number?
It's 423-424-6218.
Okay. And is he usually at this 312 Reed Lake Road address?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll contact him around the time the Google PIN comes in. Okay, got it. I got that text message from you, too.
I'll let him know that a Google PIN is coming in.
Yeah, and I'll send him my contact information, too. But I'm going to add him. What's his title? Like, is he, like, co-owner or manager, VP?
Yeah, CFO.
CFO? Okay, gotcha.
COO or something.
Yeah, I'll put CFO, Chief Financial, or C, because you be the CEO, maybe he could be the CFO. I'll just put like manager actually, like on the profile. I just want to make sure he gets full access to it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Update. All right, and then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing because of the discounts that we applied here?
So it's Tony Tech.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Together. We just created all this, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing to have.
The
you know.
Jimmy Sweet Tech at gmail.com.
Yeah, it's good to document everything. We always send you the invoice receipts over to that email, so that way you can write it off here. You'll be able to basically write off these first two payments here in about a month and a half. Okay. Update. All right. And do you and is Richard able to accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay. And Monday through Friday, or any weekend hours?
Yeah. No, Monday through Friday.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday closed. Go ahead and submit. It's good timing. We usually get a pickup in traffic for the chimney category around this time, too. All right, perfect. So I got the business profile created, James. You said your last name is Barthol? Barthol?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to make sure I wasn't misspelling that. But we want to do a client interview with you. The client interview is where we'll customize the campaign. So we'll go over like the keywords with you, the service area, as well as just verifying like how you want the Google business profile to look. It's just kind of fine-tuning the campaign to make sure the calls that come through are qualified. Is there a time later today or tomorrow where we can sit down and walk you through that?
So Wednesday or Friday?
Well, usually what we do client interviews same day or following day on a profile. We want to work on the account right away. I mean, if you pay us today, we want to start working.
5:30.
Okay. 5:30. I can do that. I'll schedule it, but let me see. I'm on here. Shit. I can schedule it between 5 and 6. You're talking 5:30 California time, our time, right? Oh yeah, no, we're not here at that time. Yeah, we're definitely out of here.
I'm not until then.
You're not available to them. What about tomorrow? You have anything in the morning tomorrow? Maybe like 8 or 9.
I have 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you at 8 o'clock, about 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder, in case you haven't had your coffee yet. All right. Just a second here. All right. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, just give me a call. I could always reschedule, but I want to get everything going as soon as possible. I mean, you know, we're a month-to-month service, so we're used to getting everything going as quickly as we can because we only got, 30 days to show these guys what we could do, and then usually after that we're locked in for a while here.
All right.
So. All right, perfect. So I'm going to put the profile on Eastern Standard Time, though, since Richard's over there in Chattanooga. But we're going to do the call on Pacific Standard. All right, so I'm James. All right, perfect. So I got everything squared away, James. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Do it by card.
Okay, and it's going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be under the business name.
Okay, add this.
Well, it'll be, sorry, my name. Pardon.
Okay. Any middle initial on your name on the card?
Yeah, C.
C, all right. And is the billing address going to be the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're out here, okay, what's the billing address?
1294.
1294.
The Inez Way, I-N-E-S.
You said the first word was Santa? Santa Inez?
Yep. Two words.
Okay. Santa Inez. Hey, let me see if I can just pull this up. And that's in Petaluma.
Yeah.
Okay. It asked me to verify the address. Oh, it's Santa Inez Way, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it has to show exactly as it's listed, or the merchant processing won't approve this. Okay. All right. James C. Marthal. It's 94954, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Oh,
all right, I'm ready for
you. Yeah. Okay. It's 4378.
4378.
6200.
6200.
1174.
1174.
1023.
1023. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0527.
0527. And then there's a three-digit code on the back.
187.
187. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. Do you think Richard would be able to join us for that client interview tomorrow? It'd be about 12 o'clock maybe. His time. I'll try to patch him in. We'll see what's going on in the morning. I'll give you a call at 9, and then we'll try to patch him in. Maybe bring him in on a three-way here. All right.
Yeah.
So it looks like we have these client interviews. Scheduled like three of them here. Oh, there it goes. Okay, I gotcha. All right, so I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. Now, if I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line, James. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Chimney Tech LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within this business?
James Barthol, CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Chimney Tech LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And you are, in fact, an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. I think this is more pertaining to you and Richard, but it says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. I had a question. So are you dispatching these calls to Richard, because we have your number, like the 0444, as the primary line. So are you just going to, like, take the call and then hand it off to him?
Yeah, for now. We just hired a VA, so at that point, the VA is going to be taking over that.
Okay, let me know at that time if you need to swap the number or anything, okay? That would be a really important piece of information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it should be fine. I could always forward the number.
Okay, yeah, oh yeah, that works too. Okay. I was going to say, we also offer like the Google tracking numbers at no additional cost, but I just wanted to make sure I knew what was going on there. I don't want you guys missing leads.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
I guess so.
So we already know what your current, it sounded weird, right? So we know what you're currently doing. It's not saying that you have to cancel anything that you already have. What we're trying to avoid moving forward, like after today, we don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something that you already have. You can only have one Google business profile for Chimney Tech LLC with the numbers affiliated with it. So if you create another Google business profile and, like, let's say the phone number doesn't match up or the address is wrong or whatever the case may be, there's a site on it. If you create a duplicate, it'll suspend them both until we clear the discrepancy. So the reason they put that in there is more like, hey, after today, if you're going to do something online, let us know. Not saying that you can't do it. We just don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something that, that you already have. Does that make sense?
Okay, let me... So don't duplicate...
We know what you currently have. Not a problem, right? This is more so after today. So you don't got to go cancel anything, okay? But we're going to create your Google business profile. You only need to have one of them. We're going to verify that listing. We won't duplicate anything ourselves. We'll see everything that you have that's affiliated with Chimney Tech LLC's phone number, name, and address. But as far as, like, moving forward after today, if you're going to add anything, somebody calls and say, hey, I can give you guys Yelp. It'd be $50 a month. Yelp is included in this package at no charge. So you don't want to create that, pay $50 for that, and then it's going to have two of them. They're not going to go and jump into the one that we already created for you, right? They're going to create a second listing, and that'll actually cause a discrepancy in your listings. So we don't want to have two of them floating around. So it's more so just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything online, give us
I'm trying to figure out if he did, like, a full business profile already.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. What you currently have is not an issue, James. None of it's an issue.
Okay.
Even if he did, even if he did create it, we can go into the current one that he created and go from there. We're not going to duplicate anything that you already have today. But once we've gone in and already updated it, if you sign up for somebody else, they might not do that. They might create a duplicate, and that's a problem. It makes sense? So while you're using our services, just give us a heads up.
Okay.
After today, right? We know what you currently have now. No worries. Okay.
Yeah,
and then
so the only other thing I'd be doing is, like, Google Ads.
Yeah, we can upgrade you to that, though, here later. Are you currently doing Google Ads?
No, not for this business.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't say that, that Chimney Tech LLC was even verified. You'd have to be verified first to even run ads anyway. That'd be the first thing that they'd do, have you send in all your license and insurance and everything. But we can upgrade you to that. I mean, the Google Ads starting budget is $300. I mean, you're already paying $299 for this local listing. So at that point, you know, your bill would shoot up to $599 if you have them both. We also can do Google Guarantee as a Google partner. So you have to go through a background screening for that, and that one's pay per lead. So I think Google Ads and Google Guarantee might be something you want to put off later on just because, you know, it's pay per click and pay per lead. And those ones can tend to get pricier if you're paying for leads or clicks that aren't actually turning into jobs, right? I always prefer these local listings because people could call you all day long and you're not getting docked per click or per call. So it's the most cost-efficient way to get a consistent flow of exposure and job opportunity.
Right. So question for you, I guess, would be you guys do the whole pay-per-click ad thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, we do pay-per-click. We do Google Guarantee. We're a premier Google partner, so we're literally right next to Google here in SoCal. So, I mean, we could offer any of Google's products.
So what's it cost to do, you know, for a different company of mine to do the Google lead service?
The Google Guarantee campaign?
No, sorry. The like
pay per click?
Yeah.
Okay. Liquor. Okay. And it's up there. In the Bay Area?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and you want to do...
LLC.
Okay, let me look it up. What's the name of it?
It's LightningSpiritsLLC.com.
Lightning Spirits. Oh, yep, I found it. Distillery in Petaluma. Two Google reviews. 707-703-9026.
Yep.
Yeah, and this one has a Facebook already established.
Yeah.
Site's good. Google business profile, good. Address, good. Greg Santini. You got a different CFO for this one, huh? Greg Santini?
He's actually not the CFO.
Oh, CMO. Marketing.
He's not part of the business anymore.
Okay. Okay. Definitely want to clean up some of the listings for this one. So, and you want to do Google Ads for this one?
Yeah, that would be the idea.
Okay. Yeah, so Google Ads always has a starting recommended budget of $300, like even. So if you want to do that, I could set that up as well for this. You already have the website and you already have a verified local listing for this one. So it would literally just be setting up the ad campaign, running the ad, and then it gets charged on a per-click basis. So the clicks will vary anywhere from $1 to $3 per click. So, I mean, you're looking at, you know, anywhere from, you know, 300 to 100 or 100 to 300 clicks over the course of a month. If you set the budget to be like $10 to $30 per day, you know, obviously once the clicks are exhausted, you rotate out of that sponsored section until the following day. If your monthly budget is exhausted, then your ad actually will come down until the funds are available again. So it's really at your discretion. I always recommend starting as small as possible, evaluate the return on investment from it, and then obviously if you want to add to the campaign from there, that's usually the smartest route. Good science, good observation.
Okay. Well, we're doing an ad campaign with these, I don't know, with the company right now for it.
Mm-hmm. But it's weird because it doesn't show you guys have a sponsored ad.
No, not.
I just looked up distillery in Petaluma. I figured that would be a primary keyword for you. I don't know if they're listing you for different keywords.
Well, they're listing us for a product.
Gotcha. So it's only like used specifically like for vodka or rum or whiskey or something like that?
Yeah, it's going to be for vodka.
For vodka, okay. Let me see, for vodka in Petaluma.
Okay. The camp hasn't started.
Oh, okay, that's why. Okay. Yeah, because pretty much Griffo Distillery and Tasting Bar is cleaning up like a lot of the marketing for this area.
Yeah. So what is your guys' cost?
Well, if you wanted to do like a local, so I'm just looking at what Griffo is doing exactly. Okay. They have a local listing plus an ad. So, you know, the local listing by itself, without any additional like features, cause I have a different package. Okay. For Chimney Tech. Okay. Hold on. Let me finalize Chimney Tech. Okay. And then I'll jump over to this.
Okay.
Is that okay? Yeah, because we were in the middle of a voice verification. Okay. I got to be able to look up some stuff, but I got to get off this page. The initial term of your service agreement for Chimney Tech LLC is 1 month. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, 11/21/23, at the discounted price of $299 for the Platinum Bundle. When the term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 21st day, but it'll stay at the discounted price of $299. Says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. But we do ask if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me process this. All right, you're going to get a payment confirmation and an outline of the agreement in writing to sign off on, and then there's also a form that I need you and Richard to fill out for Google verification for that listing. All right.
But then, again...
And the client interview's tomorrow at 9 Pacific Standard. Okay, but let's go back to Lightning Spirits. What were you saying?
Well, I was saying, again, this is $2.99 for a month, right?
Yeah, this one's $299 for Chattanooga. That's a local listing in Chattanooga, so that's different than out here doing pay-per-click. It's not the same.
Oh, no. I understand.
That's a service-based industry. This is something that people could actually buy online, so they call it an e-commerce business. So you'd have to run ads only. You can't get a local listing for the distillery or like a local service campaign like that. Well, actually, hold on. Let me just verify that there's opening for... Because there was a Stillwater Spirits, too. Your Lightning Spirits. Let me see what happened with these guys' local listing. So I actually might be able to do that for Petaluma, too. Okay, Stillwater. What are these guys doing? Pull their site analytics. Okay, yeah. So you could do this local listing, actually. Stillwater's local listing is suspended. So we could steal that. Moylanddistilling.com.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do it right now. Is that
Okay. But let them know. Okay, so for Petaluma and surrounding areas, we do have this... a local listing for the alcohol as well. There was a Moylan's is what I think they called it, but it's also Stillwater. They sell Moylan's whiskey, the Stillwater Spirits. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so you can snag their local listing. And then the ads, if you just want to do ads, it's $300 starting out, and then it's a pay-per-click campaign. And then you could go up from there. We host the campaign for you guys, but you get full transparency and tracking system. You can see how every single click is spent.
So what do you guys charge on that?
No, it's just the $300 starting out, and then obviously you can grow it from there if you want. If you want more clicks or if you want to cover a bigger service area, which is going to result in getting more clicks on it, then, you know, that's where the recommended budget comes into play. Ads is a lot different than the local listing. Like the local listing, they send you a pin and then you get a 40-mile radius and 15 keywords. You can set the radius on your own. You know what I mean? You could put a 100-mile radius and you could be taking on every click from within that 100 miles, but then the bill's going to, you know what I mean? That $300 going to exhaust in a couple days. So you're going to want to have a bigger budget for that. The ads is a different dynamic than the local listing when you're paying per click. You want to set those parameters. So it's something that you really have to customize and monitor.
Okay. What I meant is like, okay, so $300.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys get paid?
Oh, like the hosting charge?
Yeah.
The hosting charge for Google Ads, they would take 70 per month.
Okay.
Mhm.
So 230 of that would be going towards
directly
the actual ad.
Correct.
Okay.
And then obviously we'll use the analytics to our advantage. We're going to want to try to target your primary keywords. A lot of times with ads, you try to focus more on like the top five keywords, even though you can have as many as you want. Most people are usually typing in the same thing, like vodka, whiskey, you know what I mean? Actual alcohol, looking up distilleries. So that's something that we'd have to get into the, like during the client interview of actually setting up the ad. But as far as the budget is at your own preference. If you want to spend $500, if you want to spend $1,000, that's all up to you, the Google Ads, and then it just runs based off what your availability is budget-wise.
Okay. And then...
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Okay. But you're all set for this local listing. I sent Richard the login information as well for the tracking system. You'll get the same information at the end of your client interview tomorrow. So right now for this one, just try to be available for the client interview tomorrow between 9 and 10. The Google PIN's being sent out. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive. At that time, I'll touch base with Richard to get the 5-digit PIN on the back of that.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to get a form, too, for Google verification for the Chimney Tech LLC. So they're going to want, like, Google's going to want license, insurance information. There's, like, a series of photos in that form. They're going to want to fill that out. If you're missing anything, don't panic. We could just three-way call Google and verify it over the phone, but we would like to have you send it in so they actually have, like, tangible proof of it.
Yeah, and the license information, that's just for business license, right?
Correct. Just business license and then any insurance that you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you want to send that in. And they're not going to be having that posted like online or for the general public to see. They're just going to put a little badge with a shield and check mark on your online listings, and that'll let the customers know, like, you guys are legit. We already did the legwork for you. They can go ahead and hire you right there off the first page and have somebody come out.
Okay. And then, do you guys have is there a spot open here in Petaluma?
Yeah, for the distillery, yes. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
For my other chimney company.
Oh, another chimney. I'd have to check. Yeah, because we can't just sign you up for these local listings whenever. Google Ads and Google Guarantee we could do whenever, but these ones, they got to have availability. Give me a second. Hold on. Chimney Sweeps. Petaluma. Okay. Come on. Hurry up, computer. Okay. There we go. NorCal. Yeah, no. Super Sweeps. Oh, actually, yeah. Super Sweeps has a duplicate, so their listing just got suspended.
Okay. So that's...
You can't have two. What was that?
Super Sweeps was mine.
Oh my God. You're pro. Well, if you look up Chimney Sweeps in Petaluma, there's two, your Google business profiles. And like I told you earlier, you can't have two. It's going to suspend both of them. So you got to figure that out. You got to clear that up. You need a name, address, and phone number audit. I don't know who created that for you. Let me make sure the domains are different. Or maybe they're under the same domain. But, yeah, there's a notification of a pending suspension for Super Sweeps right now.
Okay.
And that's you. So, supersweepschimney.com. That's not good. You have somebody hosting your Google business profile now?
No. No, I don't. I mean, that,
okay.
It could have been.
There's two of them.
I messed up or did something.
Yeah, there's a duplicate. And it's the same because it's got the same number, same website, same. Well, they didn't verify any address, it looks like, either. It just says Sonoma County. The only difference is one, it's all caps, Super Sweeps, and the other one's lowercase Super Sweeps. But everything else looks the same. Same website, same phone number. Let me check the hours. Yeah, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Guys, we could do the third spot or whatever.
What was that?
By going through you guys, we could get up to the third spot on that.
Yeah, I mean, you could be second. I mean, if we get your reviews, I mean, so the way it works with these local listings, too, it's also based on the location of the end user. So, obviously, if you're searching from your area, the only other guy up there is NorCal Chimney, and he's got one review. I mean... be the one spot really for this whole service area.
That review was from us doing work, because we do we used to do all the NorCal's work.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. So that review was for Super Sweeps, but we were working under
NorCal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can basically dominate this market. You're your only competition for this market.
Yeah, there's some weird ads going on.
Yeah, but ads are usually ran from people that are not local. you know, if they're being ran in this area. And that happens a lot because the ads, you don't have to be actually in the area. You could run the ads. I could run an ad up there from SoCal and run an ad up there, and then when I get calls, I could dispatch a guy, you know. Yeah, so more count. But these two listings, we got to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup on this one. If you just want us to do your local listing for Super Sweeps, I could do it for $199 month to month.
Okay.
Because that one, you already have two of them. So it's really just a name, address, and phone number audit, and then client interview for the keyword optimization. So it's a lot less work than the other one.
Okay. Yeah,
Want to do that? All right, let me create this one. Hold on. I already have all the information, actually. I just got to verify. So supersweepschimney.com is the right website?
Supersweepschimney.com, yeah.
Shit, okay. Sorry, excuse my language. Okay, so there's another website that's on here, though. This one is just supersweepschimney.com.
Yeah, we don't really need that one.
Okay. All right, let me fix this. MySuperSweepsChimney.com. Okay, but the MySuperSweepsChimney.com isn't pulling up any website.
Sorry, it might be MySuperSweep.com.
Okay. Let me see.
We got so much shit going on, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, these things are all over. It's okay. We'll clear it up. Once you get it cleared up, then it's easy. It's just answering the phone calls and getting good reviews. But we got to make sure. Yeah, there's no mysupersweeps.com either.
All right. I'm out of driving right now, so I can't like research.
I know.
Look at
it. Here.
It'll say what shipping or what the like mysupersweep or mysupersweepchimney.com.
Yeah, it's just supersweepschimney.com. But you were telling me you didn't want to use that site, right?
It's mysupersweep.com or something.
Mm. Yeah, this one has the number
There's another website.
Let me see what I can find if I
do this. Let's just do this later. I gotta get to. I'm traveling to a job. So,
I got you. Yeah, so this isn't this one I'm not worried about like the as much as you're good. There's two other ones that you already have here, so it's not like we have to worry about this one going anywhere. After your client interview tomorrow, I'll do all my research on it. I'll try to find the site and everything. After your client interview tomorrow, I'll call you up and then we can talk about this one.
Okay. And there's a pretty flag on your phone too. So voice or something, but there's a huge lag on it.
Yeah, we're on the voice over internet system right now instead of my landline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that so I could be hands free, man. I got dual monitor here. I gotta have the headset on. All right. But I'm gonna get to work on this one. I already sent out the PIN verification for Richard. I've been texting him, just giving him a heads up on that. And then I'll call you up tomorrow, and we'll situate your Super Sweeps listing. But I gotta find that other site. I'll work on it right now. But as of right now, don't worry about it. Knock out what you have in front of you, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow for the client interview at 9.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, James. If you need anything, you have my number too. So feel free to call in anytime. All right, have a good one.